This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to be talking about today's conservatives are not a threat to the establishment, friends. Today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals, just getting you up to par concerning what's taking place in the present. Today's conservatives are not a threat to the establishment. They are, in fact, controlled opposition, period. I will play it. I will play some audio for you. And we will take it step by step. Now, before we get to that, friends, I got a phone call, and not a phone call, I'm sorry, but a text saying, Bradley, can you give us a plug here? And I got my friend Rob and Anna Marie Rodriguez Palizari. How was that? Was that pretty good, Rob?
You did wonderful. I can't believe it.
Well, yeah, listen, this is what I try to do. But when it comes to foreign names, then I kind of get messed up. So I'm glad I did. You got an event coming up tomorrow. And you want to go ahead and share with the folks out in Michigan as to what's taking place, please?
Sure would love to. So in Livingston County, Michigan, 2A Patriot has a candidate forum where we have candidates coming from all over Michigan to come and talk to our constituents about why they're the best person for the job. This is not necessarily a Republican event, although there are a lot of Republicans going to be there. There are also going to be Libertarian candidates and independent candidates. So we would really love to have as many of the people who find the Constitution of the United States and the Second Amendment of the United States dear to their hearts. We would love to have them to come out and shake the hands of the people that say that they're going to defend it.
Amen. I appreciate it. It's going to be at 601 North Grand Street, Fowlerville, Michigan. 601 North Grand Street, Fowlerville, Michigan. Rob, I hope the best. I hope that you have a turnout where you have to turn people away, if that's possible. Everybody's for the Second Amendment. I mean, there's 393.3 million guns in this country. There's 330 million people. And that should tell the American people, good, bad, and the ugly, a whole lot of something. People are beginning to understand what's taking place. So we totally appreciate you, Rob. And again, I appreciate your time and your willingness to take a stand and do what so few are willing to do today. So God bless you, brother, and good luck at your event.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it very much. God bless everybody.
Yep, you got it, Rob. Thanks. Friends, I got my friend Tim Brown. He's the guy that edits all of our articles over at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And Tim's, what's interesting, Tim, and I'm just going to say this publicly. What's interesting about Tim Brown is Tim was writing articles about my ministry when we were doing high school assemblies before I even knew of a Tim Brown that was operating Freedom Outpost. And Tim has become a friend over the last, 8, 9 years now, and he's been working with us for the last 6, 7 years now. And I got to tell you, friends, there's very little that we disagree about. I mean, when it comes to the Word of God and the Constitution, or do I stand corrected, Tim?
No, it's pretty close. Yeah, it's pretty
close. Is there ever been anything that I've said that you disagreed with in the sense of principled or foundationally?
No, not principles, no.
Okay, good.
Never.
Fundamentally?
Yep.
Fundamentally, though, have you ever found anything wrong?
No, not with the principles that we agree on with that. I haven't. I mean, I think we have been in agreement over that. We may differ on how we approach certain things, but we end up going in the same direction.
I think that's gifting, though. I definitely think that's gifting because you are a teacher, you are a pastor, you have the ability to diffuse situations where I'm the guy lighting the fuse. And dropping the hammer.
Sometimes I'm like that.
Exactly. I know. I've seen that too. But and I'm having a little fun with you. But folks, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com. He does his radio show, Sons of Liberty Media, as well in the morning. With that said, friends, just I want to get to the topic because we've got so much to cover here. Tim, first of all, I just shared with you concerning what's going on in Michigan. Yesterday, Huffington Post, the communist outlet, wrote, "Just grab the bee. Militia plotted to kidnap Michigan governor." Well, of course, we knew if we just give them enough rope, they're going to hang themselves. And sure enough, the narrative is now turning because today, Red State reported, narrative fail. Turns out the folks behind the Whitmer plot aren't who Dems and the media are painting them out to be. And then we also found, I just noticed this on my friend Rob's page, the guy that we just had on the radio promoting his events. We just see on bigleaguepolitics.com, FBI uses confidential information to entrap militia activists for phony siege on Gretchen Whitmer. What do you say about what's taking place here, folks, with Tim? Because what I see happening is them trying to create enemies of the state, and what we see is these agencies are being used to basically criminalize those that are saying they've had enough of the tyrants, namely in the state of Michigan right now. What say you?
Yeah, I know that's the case, and I know that's how they play the game. In fact, we put out an article yesterday, and you and I talked about it from Matt Agarwal. And one of the things that he pointed out was, I think it was a couple of years ago, the FBI, you know, focused in on this young man who was schizophrenic. They knew he was schizophrenic. They went after him. They entrapped him. They gave him, the guy didn't have a job. He didn't have money. He didn't have any means to do what they set him up to do. And what they did was they said, "Hey, we want you to take this truck and drive it in with a bomb and detonate it." And it wasn't even a real bomb. It was a fake bomb. So he was never a danger to anybody until the FBI got a hold of him. And even when they did that, he wasn't a danger to anybody. But yet the FBI can go through all of the things of, I don't know, funding, training, arming this guy. And they're not held accountable. It's kind of like them taking over Operation Pacifier. And they distribute the issue. They distribute the child porn. They take over a child porn website. And they start distributing that to people who watch that stuff and look at that stuff in order to catch them. But it's okay for them to do it. It's okay for them to distribute it, which is a federal crime. It's okay for them to look at it. And this is a real problem. And we talked about with Pamela Geller. They did the same thing, giving the green lights to the jihadis down there in Garland, Texas, a few years back. They didn't even tell her about
they
the guy
actually,
who was,
they actually led her to, they actually led these two jihadis to Garland, Texas, to the event, friends. And we're talking about the FBI. And I know that they've been sold to the American people as the good guys. Now, I know that they also operate compartmentalized. And there's some people in those agencies that are the good guys. And then there's those that are up in the upper echelon that are the bad guys. So when we think about the good and the bad, well, we need to make distinction in understanding there are good guys there, but there's also bad guys there too. So we stand with the good guys and we condemn the bad guys. We're going to take a quick break. Tim, hold on with me one more segment. I want to get over to the topic of the day. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We have Sons of Liberty media editor Tim Brown online with us right now. Also wanted to let you know really quick, friends, before I pull Tim back up, is if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the CIA-controlled media and their lies. And we also have over there YouTube as well. You can watch us live. We're on many platforms across the globe. And Tim sets that up. But with that said, friends, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat, or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. BeforeIt'sNews.com, we're on the front page there. Click on to Before It's News. You'll see us right there. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you're a first-time listener to the SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, John 14:6. Now, Tim, we were just talking about what's going on with this Whitmer and how the media tries to put a slant, and they even attempt to try to create criminals on law abiders that are actually protesting the tyrants that they're actually defending. And we see this cycle over and over and over again. And by the way, this is exactly what's happening in Michigan. You see the people in Michigan have had enough of the crimes of the said governor there, namely Governor Whitmer, assailing the people of that state. And so what do they do? Well, Friday she gets called out by the Supreme Court of Michigan, and they tell her that you're operating unconstitutionally. Before you know it, the Michigan DHS and the Michigan, which, by the way, is an unconstitutional agency for those that didn't know. And then when you go to the Department of Health in Michigan, you'll also find that they reinforced her unconstitutional measures, as if to suggest she had the authority to do it anyways. And to say it to the Department Department of Health in Michigan. If the governor doesn't have the authority, you definitely don't have the authority. So what's happening, friends? Retaliation, creating enemies of the state. And who's doing it, friends? We're seeing the FBI participating and leading up, creating enemies of the state out of the American people, again, that have had it with the likes of a Governor Whitmer. And we're seeing this more and more and more and more across the United States of America. So anyways, Tim, we were just talking about the FBI participating in acting as the brown shirts, creating terrorists, only to set them up in the media so they can go after anybody and everybody, so they can aggrandize more power unto themselves to accuse and to assert the rights of the American people to stand against them. But we were just talking about what's going on over there in Texas with Pamela Geller. So what was it that you were saying before we got cut off by that hard break there?
No, they had brought those guys in. I mean, we could go down the line. The FBI is the one who apparently dropped the ball on what went on with 9/11, or at least we're told they dropped the ball on that. They knew they had all the stuff. They knew it.
Yeah, blame game. Yep.
Yeah, they dropped the ball on it. And, you know, it reminds me of something that our friend Kevin Shipp, former CIA agent, said, and that was that when he used to work in the CIA, he at least saw that they had a plan of dealing in the Cold War with Russia. He says when the allegations of communism fell, I don't think it fell. I think it moved. I think we moved a whole bunch of it over here.
Yep.
And what he saw was he saw they didn't have anything to do, so they have to justify themselves. So they start doing the same thing that the FBI is doing, trying to entrap all these people into these things who aren't committing crimes, and they pull them into that in order to justify their existence. And I think John F. Kennedy was right on when he said, you know, it needed to be splintered into 1,000 pieces and scattered to the wind.
Yep.
When they're doing this, they're obviously in retaliation against the people. I don't know anything about these guys they got. I know that in order
We're finding out right now that they're Antifa members, and they tried to equate them to the good guys. And I'm not going to use unconstitutional party affiliations here. But, of course, what they do is they come out and they accuse. They're guilty until proven innocent, and then they change the narrative. Tim, you know, I've talked to a couple people this morning. Namely, one of them was our attorney. And just the crimes that the mainstream media is guilty of committing against the people through defamation, slander, false accusation, guilt by association. I mean, and we see that the media in this country is subversive to the American government, and the people think that this is freedom of speech when it is not freedom of speech. And I want to put this little disclaimer in our conversation really quick concerning what's going on over in Michigan. Lawlessness is lawlessness. Whether it's an antichrist or an Antifa group, militants, or a tyrannical constitution, destroying governor, militants. Okay, so there's no difference. Wrong is wrong and right is right. So one isn't good and the other bad. They are both bad when it comes to what we're talking about right now. And before I lay judgment concerning these Antifa members, I would lean the other direction, friends, just to understand that how many times have they been falsely accused of crimes that they haven't committed, only to find out through the grapevine, because the mainstream media, when they come out and they accuse somebody, they never put their retractions on the front page, friends. No, it always works for their narrative every step of the way. I want to say one more thing, too, concerning the FBI here, Tim. Remember what took place in New Mexico when they found that jihadi camp and they found the dead little boys and they were training up young Middle Easterns from Somali, I believe. They were training them up as to how to use these high-powered weapons to go into public schools and to create scenarios like what we've seen in Columbine back in April of 1999. Wasn't it interesting when they were uncovered how it was the FBI that came in and covered up all the evidence concerning that that terrorist camp there in New Mexico?
Oh, sure it was. They destroyed evidence in doing that. And you noticed that shortly after that, I mean, that story just went away.
Yeah, exactly.
There was another one that happened in Arizona. It wasn't that, but we had lead stories, which is headed by the more than two-decade veteran of the least trusted name in news, Alan Duke. And, you know, they tried to say that our story on the guy who shot, did the shooting out there, that he wasn't a Muslim. And, you know, that was reported by local Fox. I mean, they had the family member says Muslim. They tried to say Muslims don't do this. I mean, they were indicating he was a Muslim. And, you know, it's stuff like that. They try to cover it up. They try to hide it from the people. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I'm reading some of the comments here. You're reading some of the comments as far as to what we go with. There are people in the, you know, this QAnon movement, and the FBI has said, you people are domestic terrorists. Now, I don't necessarily think that they are. I think they want justice. I think it's a psyop. Don't get me wrong, but I think they want justice. But that same FBI that's operating under Donald Trump, the guy who told you he was going to drain the swamp, yep, said, you people who support Donald Trump and you want justice against pedophilia and the corruption, you're domestic terrorists. So they turned the narrative on those people. And again, I don't think they're domestic terrorists. I just think they're being hoodwinked here.
Yep.
And
yep,
the FBI has been used in that all along, to do these kinds of things. And we could probably list more stuff.
Oh, absolutely. We could do a couple hours on this at least, but, which is a perfect segue concerning what you just said into the topic of the day, controlled opposition. The best that we have concerning the conservatives and what they have to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. You were just listening to Donald Trump for 30 minutes on Rush Limbaugh's show. You've got 2 minutes to go ahead and answer, Tim, as to what it was that you heard before I get to my main topic. What was it that you heard, my friend?
Well, again, I couldn't remember everything because I wasn't expected to come here to talk. But one of the things was, you know, the thing that continued to be promoted about the wall. He said 300-something miles. Well, what he doesn't tell you is there was a wall there before, and what this is a replacement. What he doesn't tell you is that he manipulated what the Constitution outlines, that money is designated for one thing. He took and jumped in there with a national security, national emergency statement, which the Constitution knows nothing about, giving, you know, a president carte blanche stuff to do the things that he did in that, nor a governor, for that matter, and state governments. And so what he did was he manipulated that money to go put that the sections of the wall he's put up there, and a very little of it is brand new wall. In other words, when I say brand new wall, it's wall that wasn't there before. It's replacement wall.
Yeah, refurbished.
And,
yep.
So he puts that out as though, oh, we have 300 miles of brand new wall that's never been there before. That's not true.
Yeah, he's lying.
And of course, he gives his, I'm the greatest, I'm the hugest, it's the best in history, I'm the greatest American president ever, and all this other stuff. And there were several things that he said, and I just go, that's not true because I've documented that. And and it's not to attack him, it's just, places.
So the question is, and I'll highlight more of that, Tim. So the question is then why is it that Rush Limbaugh, who has 20 million listeners every day, why is he given the platform to Donald Trump, knowing all the well what it is that me and you both know?
Well, he's doing it because there's a lot of money involved.
That's exactly right. So he sold his soul to the golden calf, and he could care less about the people. Is that what's happening?
I think that's exactly what's going on. And years ago,
five seconds.
Yeah, years ago, he said he was carrying water for his GOP.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Louisiana residents are hunkering down as Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall later today. The Category 3 hurricane is packing sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, with forecasters expecting a storm surge of up to 11 feet in some areas. Lake Charles, Louisiana resident Stanley Hazelton says he's taking the warnings to evacuate seriously.
We actually stayed through Laura, and my wife and I said we're never going to stay for another hurricane again, so I booked rooms on Tuesday. In Houston.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi introduced a piece of legislation Friday that would give Congress a pathway to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove the president from executive duties. At a news conference, Pelosi said the bill is not about removing President Trump, but setting up a process for determining future presidents' fitness for office.
A president's fitness for office must be determined by science and facts.
This is USA Radio News. Vice President Mike Pence is postponing a trip back to his home state to cast an early ballot. The Vice President and Second Lady Karen Pence were scheduled to return to Indianapolis and cast their ballots Friday afternoon, but a scheduling issue has changed plans. The Vice President's office says the schedule change is not a health-related issue. Washington is reacting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced an effort to create a committee to investigate the fitness of the president for duty. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin tells Fox News that he doesn't believe this isn't about President Trump. As Pelosi has said, it's really about not accepting the results of the 2016 election.
Well, of course, this is about President Trump. I agree with Leader McConnell. It is absurd. And it's just further proof that the Democrats have never recognized the wishes of the American people when they elected Donald Trump as president in 2016. You had people within government, in the Obama administration, carried over into the Trump administration, completely corrupted the transition process. President Trump was absolutely correct. There was no peaceful transition in 2016.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. Confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Headline. You know, it's interesting. I want to go back to this whole thing going on in Michigan right now. It's interesting how the FBI isn't indicting Governor Whitmer for her 192 unconstitutional executive orders. No, they're actually going out against these individuals, friends. Two wrongs don't make a right, by the way, but these individuals that are actually standing up against her tyranny. So you see how this works, right? It makes great headlines. How much truth is in all this? Well, we're about to find out, friends, but you can lean the direction of not a lot. Because that's exactly what you're going to find at the end of the day, rest assured. I want to get over to this because yesterday I had spent some time on this. Tim was just talking about Donald Trump on Rush Limbaugh's show today, and what I'm trying to share with the American people today is the fact that today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. If you go to Matthew 5:13, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. They've lost their salt. They're worth nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men, and I'm here bearing the fruit and the evidence that they care more about the golden calf that they serve than they do the American people. Well, Rush Limbaugh just happens to be one of them, and I'm going to go down the line in just a couple minutes, and I'm also going to play some audio for you. Yesterday, I took the time to share with you, for my allotted time, why is Joe Biden saying everything to ensure his own defeat and a Donald Trump victory? I shared with you some audio from Joe Biden talking about how the first day in office, he'll lift the Muslim ban. Why would he appeal to his enemies? Why would he appeal to that which the American people stand against? And first and foremost, what's more important is it transgresses our law. Who's going to vote for Joe Biden? And then I shared with you, friends, that what you're afraid that Joe Biden would do to you, you need to understand that Donald Trump is already doing it to you. Now, I know some people are still going to just keep going along with their own bad self. They're going to keep following the leader straight to hell, and that's exactly the hell they're going to get. Rest assured, the Lord said, those that forget me, I'm going to turn that nation into hell, and that's exactly why we're in trouble, Psalm 9:16. But I shared with you that Donald Trump came behind him, and Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton's organization in D.C., we actually found out that Trump aiding and abetting terror-tied Muslim organizations time three of Barack Obama by dumping tens of millions of dollars into Muslim organizations into America. But I told you this, the first legislative act unconstitutionally again that Donald Trump and Paul Ryan actually initiated and implemented. Okay? But people just wanted to call me names. That's fine. Call me names. I'm doing what the Lord told us to do by judging them accordingly to their fruit. Then I told you, Joe Biden came out and he said, you know what? I'm going to make it the law of the land, Roe versus Wade. And I told you that according to the Constitution, thou shalt not kill has meaning, and it's completely unconstitutional. But again, the point is why is Joe Biden making the appeal to the American people to make it the law of the land when the majority of the people in this country, hands down, and the law condemns it again, first and foremost, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But why is he making an appeal that way? Because he's driving support to Donald Trump. Okay? And then I shared with you, worry not, though, because we all know that we've been sold that Donald Trump is the most pro-life, well, at least self-professed, most pro-life president in American history. Sold to you by the mainstream media that Donald Trump calls fake news, and by that of Vice President Creepy Mike Pence as the most pro-life president in history. Well, the Washington Times came out and told us that they Donald Trump's administration actually added $100 million to the funding of Planned Parenthood over that of Barack Hussein Obama. See, this is why you need to pull, folks, the curtains back on what's going on. Then you're told, of course, that Joe Biden says, you know, the Second Amendment doesn't ensure that you have a right to bear arms or own a gun. Well, Joey, tell 393.3 million people, gun owners, 330 million people that have 393.3 million guns in their hands. Okay? Well, but again, I said, don't worry about it. What you're afraid of what Joe Biden will do, Donald Trump is already doing. The first 500 days of his administration, 26 states have passed 55 gun control laws. Just so you understand. You know what's funny is I just got a meme. I just posted it this morning. And it's interesting to note that on this meme, it's a picture of Barack Obama, his arch enemy, or at least that's how it was sold to the American people, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, all hanging around, all palling around together, friends, behind closed doors. Why not? The American people are stupid enough to believe it. Let's keep the circus going. Let the new clowns entertain the sheeple. Because this is exactly what they're doing. But friends, what is it that you don't understand? This is pro wrestling at its very worst. What is it that you don't get? If you do what Jesus said, you're not going to get the results of a tyrant, but you're going to get the results that God promised through judgment. Read Isaiah 51, verse 4. And furthermore, and I want to reiterate this point again and again and again. How is it that there's a 1,156 candidates, but you've only heard about Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Because the media's narrative does not want you to know that you have other options. Why? Because they are not the two wrestlers that have taken the stage. Okay? These two are. Yesterday, I brought up, again, I'm jamming a lot of information in here, friends, but it's important information that you hear again. I want you to listen to this. Noam Chomsky said this, the smart way to keep people passive and obedient is to strictly limit the spectrum of acceptable opinion, but allow very live debate within that spectrum. What's happening through Joe Biden and Donald Trump? Exactly that. Okay? So if you believe that you only have two options, and by the way, I'm hearing more and more of this all the time, Bradley, are there other options? Yes, there is, but you're not being told about them because they don't play along with the global agenda. Do you understand what's going on here? And this is exactly why Donald Trump is telling his followers one thing while he does exactly the opposite, because they're going to take him for face value. Okay? Don't sit there and tell me how much of a Christian you are. When you take Donald Trump as the final word rather than the word of God as the final word. Michael Perutka, he ran for, in 2004, the president of the United States of America under the Constitutional Party, okay? And interestingly enough, he won 1 million votes, and he was asked by the media in Washington, D.C., why is it that nobody heard of you? He said, because the media doesn't want the people to hear about me. Why? Because he stands against the global initiative, okay? Here's another point I wanted to make. Michael Perutka also said, the presidential contender, that during a CNP meeting, where this is where all the conservatives of the day go to meet and kind of like, you know, connect one with another and strengthen themselves, or so they think. He said, Bradley, if you were to go to the CNP, and he said to me, he said, if you were to take Jesus Christ, put him in one room, and put Ronald Reagan into another room, he said nobody would be in the room with Jesus Christ. And that is exactly why America is in trouble today. They're listening to a man tell them what they want to hear rather than judging him by his fruit. And if you were a principled people, first and foremost, you would hold the law against when he lies, and you would hold to and for when he tells you the truth. But that's not what we see in America. They parrot the media. Anybody that talks out against Donald Trump, it's fake news. Folks, why do you think I tell you it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head? Folks, it's the same thing with the wall. What he tells you, it went from $4 billion to $25 billion. It went from Mexico paying for the wall to you getting paid back by Mexico to now him talking about the wall that's been built, which has only been refurbished. It's not new wall. It's refurbished wall. And guess what else he's selling his second term with to the American people? Folks, that have given him hundreds of millions of dollars. Hundreds of millions of dollars for his new campaign. Guess what he's selling the same people on, friends? Let's drain the swamp. Folks, 5 years later, he hasn't prosecuted a one. He hasn't prosecuted one person, and it's his job to do so. Read Proverbs 20, verse 8. Folks, judgment and justice guard our liberty. And judgment and justice is what's being left off. And folks, I could go on and I could go on. I'm going to erase the national deficit. The national deficit at the end of the next 4 years will be $8.3 trillion increased deficit, not eradicated. So folks, again, you just go on with your bad self, or those that are listening, I appreciate you. We're in this together. More people, be encouraged, because more people are beginning to understand that this guy is nothing but a stand-up for the globalists, and because it's exactly how he's acting. We're talking about this new education system of his, only to find out that Betsy DeVos, Secretary of Education under Donald Trump, has actually taken that curriculum and connected it to that of the UN, given it over to the United Nations. But his followers are blind to the truth. They're deaf to anybody that would dare criticize his administration, even to the sacrifice of their own children, friends. Even to the sacrifice of their own children. This is what's happening in the country today. What he says and what he does are two different stories without fail. Now, I want to talk about this. The best that the conservatives have today and to offer is the very reason that America is in trouble today. Listen to this. George Orwell said this: political language is designed to make lies sound truthful. That's it. When you listen to a modern day politician, folks, they are talking talking foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Why? Because you have become foreign to the U.S. Constitution. Read Hosea 4:6. Folks, being in ministry and traveling as much as we do, we have the opportunity to see and meet a lot of people, and in the process, we know that it is a lot of people and what it is that they feed upon. So let me tell you, this explains why this country is in the condition that it is in today. When we're in an airplane, a bus, or a train, we see the people and what they're feeding upon. They are feeding upon gossip magazines, or maybe they're playing poker on their phones, or perhaps viewing a filthy movie on the back of one of the airplane seats, right? Read Hosea 8:7. But you can rest assured that a majority of them who are feeding on this garbage are them that are continually complaining about what's wrong with this country rather than standing up and fighting for the country that they say they love. I'm going to get back to some audio, I'm going to get back to some names, and I'm going to get back to some scripture that exposed the establishment that everybody complains about for what it really is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, folks, after dumping all of that information on you, I just want to show you the ignorance that's being played out here. One lady says this, it's either Trump or the New World Order. You apparently haven't heard one word that's been said. What you're afraid of Joe Biden doing to you and your country is exactly what Donald Trump is doing. Let me say that again. What you're afraid Joe Biden would do to your country is exactly what Donald Trump is doing to your country. You're afraid that he's going to open the floodgates to the Muslims? Donald Trump is funding them, times three of that of Barack Obama. Well, you're told he's the most pro-life president and he'll stop all of that? He hasn't. He's increased funding $100 million. You were told about this wall that he was going to be rebuilt. You've been promised that for how long? 5 years later? Folks, and I'm talking about the campaign trail time as well. And what do you find out? Well, it's refurbished wall. He talks about eradicating the deficit. only to find out after four more years it's going to be projected up to $8.3 trillion. Folks, you're told that he's the pro-Second Amendment president. And what happens behind closed doors in his first 500 days? 55 in his first 500 days, 55 gun control laws, which are unconstitutional, they're null and void, have been implemented by him and 26 governors across the United States, a majority of them Republicans. Okay? Not Christocrats, not constitutionalists, Republicans, unconstitutional party affiliation. And what do people say, friends? You can't make it up. Oh, if you don't go for Donald Trump, then I'll tell you what, this is what's going to happen. You better vote for the right. You better vote for him, because if you don't, this is what's going to happen. Listen, fools. There is nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties. Hello. Each arranged under its leaders and concerning measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under our Constitution. And it doesn't not amaze all of you people listening to me right now how these people will sit there and give their baseless garbage as they continuously parrot the media that they don't believe, but they fail to call in and confront me with facts. You want to know why they fail to call in and confront me with facts? Because they don't have any facts. We're talking about their idol. We're talking about the guy that has their favorite jersey on. And how dare you call him names? I'm not calling him names. I'm using the law to expose his crimes. Read Romans 3:20, professed Christians. And weren't you told over and over by Jesus not to be deceived, professed Christians? Didn't Jesus say in Matthew 7:16 to judge him by what he produces rather than what he says? But that's not what these people do, friends. They continuously, they reinforce, they dig their heels into their ignorance only to fall into the pit that they're allowing to be digged and dug. It's exactly what's happening here, friends. And I am embarrassed for these people, to say the least. I would hate to be their children. I really would be. I would. And folks, these are the people that call themselves Christians and patriots and or conservatives. Nothing could be further from the truth. The Bible says clearly, 2 Corinthians 6:14-18, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? That's what it says in 2 Corinthians. There's more to it, but my mind, I'm quickened by the Holy Ghost to go over to Amos 3:3, where it says, how can two walk together unless they be agreed? Well, you know, all these professors say, well, as long as he tells me what I want to hear, then he's the one that's accountable for lying. No, you know he's lying, which is a violation of law. It's the ninth commandment, and it falls in our system of government, our institution of government, that he doesn't have the right to do that. Again, read Article 2, Section 4. Okay? Folks, you have the likes of secularists. Secular means without God. You have the likes of a Rush Limbaugh, who serves his golden calf. You have the likes of Laura Ingraham and Glenn Beck. Ann Coulter, who writes a book, In Trump We Trust. Oh, it gets a lot worse than that. Or we have Ben Shapiro, you know, the smart guy. You know, friends, it's absolutely amazing. The guy's so smart, he doesn't have any common sense. We've had him on the show before. I'm embarrassed for these guys. Why? I'm more embarrassed for the people, because the American people believe that this is the best we've got. No, the best you have is found in the Word of God. His name is Jesus Christ. Emulate your forefathers and understand that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Not our favorite conservative who entertains us out of our freedoms. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. So as long as they're entertaining you, they're controlling you. These are not the best that you have. You have the Word of God. You have the U.S. Constitution. These are not your vicars. These are not your mediators that are going to get you into heaven. Oh, rest assured, the opposite is happening today. Is this making America great again, friends? Absolutely not. The opposite is true. This is not making America great again. It's telling the people what they want to hear while they destroy behind closed doors. This is what's happening. Ask Dr. June Knight, who is a Washington White House correspondent, who will tell you exactly what I just told you. She's working firsthand with the President of the United States of America that is working on the behest of the globalists. Friends? As a matter of fact, it is these talking head conservatives that I just named. They're spin doctors. These are the ones that are fueling the narratives that secure the establishment in which you claim that you're sick and tired of. The individually defined out is to be the very controlled opposition, keeping the conservatives in order. Let me say it again. Controlled opposition is listening to the likes of these secularists, Mark Levin, Laura Ingraham, Glenn Beck, Ann Coulter, Rush Limbaugh, Ben Shapiro, the list goes on. They're just keeping you in line. They're giving you the straps from the table. The propagandist from the mainstream media, ABC, MSNBC, CBS, the whole list goes on, CNN. Nobody trusts them. They're owned by six corporations. We know that. We know that the alleged journalists are controlled. We know that by the CIA. We know that from Dr. Uta Ulfkott. Okay? These guys are put into place, friends, to keep you in line with the information that the mainstream media is giving you. And what is it that they continuously parrot? What the mainstream media is telling you. Well, it's not true. It's not this. It's not that. It's not this and not the other thing. It's what I say it is. No, they never make reference to the Word of God. They never make reference to the Constitution, because if they did, friends, they would be out of a job. They would be out of a job. Do you understand? They're working for sponsors. They are not working for the people. And furthermore, if they were, why aren't they out there on the front lines? Huh? Why aren't they out there on the front lines with us, friends, doing what matters? Why is it that we had to go out and do high schools? Why is it that we had the mainstream media continuously inundate propaganda and lies about my ministry for 14 years, attacking my street teams, attacking what we're doing, where we're pasted on the front page of the paper? Because we're the ones that are a threat to the establishment. The Word of God and the Constitution are a direct threat against the very things that these guys promulgate. And I want to say this, if it's not founded upon the Word of God, then what's it founded upon? What they believe. No, the presupposition that is that God is. That's our form of government. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. Not Ben Shapiro's version of it. Not these guys and these talking heads that are only giving you the gossip that the mainstream media feeds them. That's why you're in trouble, friends. Matter of fact, I want you to listen to Ben Shapiro. He talks about Jesus Christ as a common criminal. Listen to this, friends.
Jewish point of view, where we don't believe in the divinity of Christ. I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet. And,
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys think?
I think he was historically, I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble. Just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Romans and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend in story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time went on.
Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually...
Can you believe this? This is Ben Shapiro.
He was resurrected.
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay, I just want to check.
Yeah, no, we're not into miracle stories. No, that's no.
You don't have any miracles?
No, not by Jesus. Right?
No, they're not by Jesus.
Yeah, you've got Moses splitting the sea and all that.
What do you think happened there?
What do I think happened there?
Yeah.
Well, I'll go with the Maimonidean explanation that there was. It says in the Bible there was a strong east wind, so there was a naturalistic explanation.
Hey, folks, let me tell you this.
Phenomenon.
Let me tell you this. Reason is the enemy to faith, and this is exactly the mentality, friends, that's taking place in your country. And Ben Shapiro, you should be ashamed of yourself, dog, to say the least. I got Timothy calling in from Indianapolis. Timothy, you got 1 minute. Shoot. Hello.
Hello.
There you are. How are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got 1 minute.
I don't believe Trump is a globalist at all.
Well, you don't have to believe. That's the fruit that he's bearing. It doesn't matter what you believe. Facts are facts. You don't need to believe in trucks neither, but what happens if you stand in front of one, Tim? You're going along with the narrative that is set up as nothing but a falsehood. They stand under false pretenses, and they've got useful idiots such as yourself that they rely on and they weigh into. No, I'm telling you that you're a useful idiot. Did you hear it that time? I can say it again, Sam, if you need me to say that. But you need to open your eyes and open your ears, because you're being lied to, and you're going right along with it.
Yeah.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.